Catherine. Thanks for your patience.
Hello. Thanks. Okay, so we're talking about this ongoing chronic bacterial infection I seem to have on my skin.
Yes, ma'am.
I was hoping that there was some sort of supplement I could take internally to strengthen my skin. So this doesn't keep happening, because now that I'm using the DMSO, which leads to another question, do I put the ACV on it before or after?
Put the what on it, ma'am?
Oh, the acid vinegar, the apple cider vinegar.
Gotcha. You just put that apple cider vinegar on whenever you take a shower. I assume you do that probably once a day, or some people it's every other day, but you do that whenever you take that shower and get yourself nice
and clean. And then I put it even on my legs and arms and everywhere.
Yes, ma'am, because those little germs will grow anywhere where they like the pH. You know, that just means acid alkalinity. Now, you may not have to do that for the rest of your life, because if you discourage all those little germs from being on your skin, you might even be able to quit for a while until one hops back on you, you see.
And that sounds great. And then do you recommend that I take, silver or some sort of internal thing?
Okay, there are some natural things that kill antibiotics. In fact, there's a long list of them. And if you were working with a doctor who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, after looking at your health history and your family history, he or she might be able to suggest one that's more suitable for you, even though there's several of them out there in the market. So what I'm going to mention right now is just a couple of them, ma'am, that
Great.
Are known to kill off germs and viruses and some of the other things they do. Okay, one of them is called berberine, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E. And the reason that has become so popular is that in addition to being used by Native Americans to kill bacteria, it was used in China and then researched super well by a Chinese university and found to help regulate type 2 diabetes and prediabetes. Pretty cool that it does both things. It's called berberine. Now, some other docs, they decided to make sure it didn't kill off normal bacteria, too. And what they did was to take a whole bunch of experimental animals, and no kidding, they cultured every little germ inside those animals' guts. It's 200 to 300 of them. And then they gave the animals berberine, and what do you know? It only killed off the bad guy germs. It didn't mess with the large majority of the good guy germs. So it is safe to use and not mess with your own microflora, as it's called, whereas antibiotics will really mess with your own. The other one you might want to look at, this one seems to be particularly useful for people who have gingivitis and chronic infections in the mouth, and that's something called, and I learned that from a dentist who is very, very good at what he did. That's not original with me. Anyway, it's called olive leaf extract, and there are a couple companies that have that on the market, and same thing, it kills off good guy germs and not bad guy germs.
Great. I'm writing them down. That's like some good stuff. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm glad to hear you got some preliminary good effects, and with these add-ons, you can probably get some more good effects.
All right. So after I take the shower and put the apple cider vinegar on my face and neck, et cetera, then do I still put on the DMSO, or do I not do them at the same time? DMSO with the silver.
You don't have to wait very long, ma'am. You could use the DMSO with the silver probably 10, 15 minutes afterwards.
All right. And then I'm doing that two times a day, morning and the evening. Is that enough?
Hard to say what enough might be. It depends on the germ. But here's one thing to be aware
of. It's really stubborn, because I just had a couple of new ones pop up on my face this morning. They're littler than they used to be.
Yay.
And not as many. But still there. And so I guess it's a slow going, and it's working.
Yep, that vinegar could finish it off for you, because remember, those germs, they do not like even that slight acidity. And by the way, white vinegar will do, because it's the acetic acid content of the vinegar, not what it was made from, that works. So, getting back to what you were talking about, you may get to a point where you don't have to do all this a lot if you chase all the little germs off you.
Until September, I didn't have a problem at all. I had great skin.
There you go. Well, some little germ hopped on you, and it just really started making a family really fast.
It did. I told you my son has hidradenitis suppurativa.
Yes.
He has autism, so I'm the one who treats his skin all the time, and often his turns into impetigo. So I picked it up from him, I'm sure.
Same thing would apply there. Now, the last thing, ma'am, is to make sure that you're aware of the blue men who perform in Vegas and the one blue man who ran for governor of Montana. Namely, that if we keep applying silver, either by swallowing it or applying it, every day for the rest of our lives, the way it's going to hurt us is by making our skin turn blue. It doesn't do anything else bad, but we kind of look weird.
Yikes. Well, I look good in blue, but I have my limits.
not that kind of blue, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
So I need to stop taking the silver sooner or later.
Yes, you do,
probably,
ma'am.
Sooner. Yep. It's been two
Absolutely
weeks.
Absolutely do. Okay. Then we'll look at it. It takes years to become a blue woman or a blue man. Literally years.
No worries, then. Okay. I'm going to kill this thing, and then I'll stop taking it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, ma'am.
I love your show.
Well, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in.